This portion of the show is being brought to you by Uncle Ed's Molasses, the world's leading manufacturer of old-fashioned slow molasses. Remember, with Ed's, you can be sure your molasses will be slow because each and every batch is quality tested by the U.S. Postal Service.
Raiders from 1967, and it's going to be a lot of good things today. Well, it's not all going to be good. We do have three deaths we need to talk about, but there are two birthdays, a major, major Grammy winner, the recording of or the release of several songs that you're going to remember. It's all going to be a lovely trip down memory lane. And our first song comes from 1963. The Beatles had recorded 10 songs for the new album, Please Please Me, in 12 hours. But late in the session, despite suffering from a severe cold, John Lennon tackled Twist and Shout. Here's what he had to say about it.
The last song to be done was a song called Twist and Shout, which nearly killed me. It was the last song after 12 hours of singing and being in a recording studio. And I was always bitterly ashamed of it because I sang it better than that, you know. And it, but now it doesn't bother me. You can hear that I'm just some frantic guy, you know, doing his best. But it was the nearest thing to trying to capture us live, you know. The nearest thing to as we might have sounded in Hamburg or Liverpool.
Got me going, just like I knew you would.
guess that one turned out okay for him. 5 years to the day later, the Beatles were back at EMI Studios in London, recording this gem. And why it was never released as a single? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. In 1967, the Turtles released what would become their biggest hit, Happy Together. It would reach number one in the U.S. and number two in the U.K. And in a rare move for the time, the members of the band were actually allowed to record the track instead of studio musicians.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right. About the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
On this date in 1970, there was the U.S. release of the soundtrack album The Magic Christian, a movie starring Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. The song Come and Get It was written by Paul McCartney, who also produced the track for Badfinger.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up.
February 11th, 1966, Cher recorded Bang Bang My Baby Shot Me Down. When it was released 2 weeks later, the song would climb to number 3 in the UK and number 2 on the Hot 100. And I want to go on record as saying, I personally detest this song, but hey, it's not about me, it's about you.
Time and I got you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me the trick or drink.
Date in 2007, artists who won awards at the 49th Annual Grammy Awards included Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Peter Frampton, Tony Bennett, Stevie Wonder, and Ike Turner. But we're not going to play any songs by them. We're going to play a song that was the record of the year. It was the song of the year and best album of the year. It's the Dixie Chicks, and they wrote this song in response to the backlash they experienced in 2003 after criticizing President George W. Bush. Not only was the song number one on the country charts, it climbed to number four on the pop charts.
Somebody's so over the edge that they'd write me a letter saying forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
Let's go back to back with people celebrating birthdays today. Well, one of them is Sheryl Crow is 63 years old today, and Gene Vincent was born in 1935.
Before day breaks.
She's the woman that loves me so, say Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, da, my baby, da, my baby, da.
Let's rock!
She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Thinking I'm going to use this as an excuse to hear Hal Blaine on drums, but that's not the case. On this date in 2009, Estelle Bennett of the Ronettes died of colon cancer at the age of 67. Now, it would be one thing to play Be My Baby because, you know, it's the Ronettes, but did you know that Ronnie Spector was the lead singer, but the other two, including Estelle, they weren't on this record. The backing vocals came from Darlene Love, Fanita James, Grace Nitsche, Nino Tempo of Deep Purple fame, Cher, and Sonny Bono. And yeah, it had Hal Blaine on drums, so there you go.
Thank you.
Dave Clark Five were known for their thumping sound, and that was aided greatly by the bass guitar of Rick Huxley. On this date in 2013, Rick died at the age of 72 after suffering from emphysema for many years, and this song typifies the Dave Clark Five thumping sound. Time for one more song. Here comes Killian's favorite part. Before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. I'm going to close out on a sad note. It was on this date in 2012 that Whitney Houston was found dead at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel on the eve of the 54th Annual Grammy Awards. She was only 48 years old. Have a great day, everyone.
You come back to me, and that's all. more than it shows all at once. All at once. I looked around and found that you were with another love in someone else's arms, and all my dreams were shattered. Just a minute.